A fairy comes for dinner. A fairy comes for dinner. Well, you know how I was telling you about Maddie, my little fairy that lives down the bottom of my garden. Well, something pretty special happened the other night. She came for dinner. Yeah. Well, this is how it happened. I'd been down the bottom of the garden, like I normally am in the afternoons, just checking on things, and everything was just perfect. All the crops were just growing great, and I was just sitting on my bucket, just really enjoying it, and the birds were singing, and the sun was just sort of quietly going down in the background, and everything was just perfect in my world. Maddie wasn't there. I didn't see her, which is kind of a little bit unusual, because I normally get a little bit of a glimpse of her somewhere, or a sense of her presence. But tonight it was just something a little different. But I didn't really think about it. What I did do was, I picked some of my new potatoes. That's right, it was the first of the season, and I dug them up, and they were just great. About the size of a baseball. It was just, it's a good crop this year. And I got some carrots as well. And I cut a cabbage because I was going to have roast beef for dinner. No, it wasn't roast beef, it was corned beef. That's right, corned beef. So I had all the veggies all set. Went back into the house, had it all on the bench, and I was just, I was scrubbing the potatoes. They were in the sink, and I was giving them a good old scrub, and the sun was just so beautiful. It was going down, and it was just quietly coming in through the window on top of in the kitchen, and it was striking the glass vase I have on top of the sill that sits there above me, and it was just sparkling. And I reckon that's when she first turned up in the kitchen. I just sort of caught a glimpse of, you know, how she normally is, and it was like a little bit of a sparkle and a flutter and this little golden light, and it sort of danced around. It bounced off the vase and sort of went along the side of the sill. And I thought, Maddie, is that you? Are you in the house? Because normally I don't think of fairies being in the house. They sort of, well, they dwell in the garden, don't they? Like earth spirits and nature spirits and yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was her. Anyway, I carried on and I prepared the carrots. I scrubbed them as well. And I cut the cabbage up. And the corned beef was boiling away. But everything was pretty good. I set the table and I laid everything out just the way I normally do. Had my knife and my fork, and I had the peppers and salts, and I had my napkin there and my bread and butter plate. And in the middle of the table I have my candle. I always light a candle for every meal. I just like it. Somehow it's like a peace and a harmony in the room. It reminds me of my peace and harmony. Because I know if there's a bit of a breeze comes into the room, or the window's open and the wind comes in and there's a disturbance, well, a candle, it flutters and it sort of, well, sometimes it goes out. So it's a reminder for me to be still. And I just like the light too. It's nice company, because I just live on my own. And so I lit the candle, and there it was. And that's when I reckon I saw her again. I reckon she was there, in the candle, in the light. And it was like she flipped around the table. And she cast little bits of pixie dust around. And I reckon I saw some pixie dust bounce off the end of my knife that I'd set out. That was cool. And so I was getting this feeling that it was going to be, well, it was going to be kind of a special meal. Well, I tell you what, it was. It was very special. I cut the corned beef, and I'd made a mustard sauce because, well, you have to have mustard sauce with corned beef. And the cabbage was just perfectly cooked, not too soggy. And the potatoes, well, they were looking really good, and the carrots. And I had some butter as well, and I put that on the potatoes, and I had a little bit on the carrots. Ooh. Sat down. And I normally say a little grace too before I start to eat. And I said that tonight. I just felt thanks, and I said thanks. And then I said, this food is healthy for my body, and it's filled with love, because I know it is. I believe it is, because, well, I've looked after all the food that's there. I've grown all the veggies, and I've lovingly prepared everything that's there sitting before me. And so it's true. And just when I was finishing my grace, there she was. She was like standing or flitting around on the other side of the table. It was like she was part of my grace as well, because she's very special. She's beautiful, and she's light, like the candle. And so I sat down, and then she came, and she just as I was about to eat, she flitted all around my food. And all of a sudden, wow, everything was just looking beautiful. The butter was glistening, and I'd never seen it so golden. It was gorgeous. And the carrots, wow, they were so, well, just orange and carroty colour. The potatoes, I cut into them, and they just broke apart perfectly. Corned beef was glistening, its silvery flecks on the side. And the mustard sauce, wow, it was just looking exactly as it should be. And I cut a piece off. I cut a piece of the corned beef, and I had a bit of potato and some mustard sauce, and I put it in my mouth. Well, it just melted. Boy, it was delicious. And the whole meal was delicious. Every mouthful. Oh. So, it was a very magic evening. I have never enjoyed a meal so much. Well, it seems like Maddie might have moved in, because ever since then, I see her every now and then when I'm doing different things around the house. Like when I was cleaning up, when I was doing the dishes, she was flitting around. She was sort of dancing and sparkling like the soap bubbles in the sink. And wow, I went to bed that night, and wow, she was like flitting around the room as well. I mean, we weren't in the same bed or anything. I mean, I don't think fairies sleep. I've never seen Maddie sleep. I don't think they sleep at all. But I think she's around. And she was around the next morning. And when I did the cleaning, when I did the luxing and the dusting, there was pixie dust flying around. Yes. I think I've got a fairy living in my world. I think I've got a fairy living in my world.